Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I give an honor to God, which is the head of my life. I give an honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I give an honor to everyone that is online, all the fivefold offices and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I thank God for each and every one of you all today. Glory to God. Amen. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, for touching your people. I thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord, in such a way that it's not understood by the world, but it is embraced by the world. I thank you, Lord God, for opening up the portals of heaven and doing signs, miracles, and wonders. I thank you, Lord God, for using us as vessels to save souls. And even as we continue to go forth, even in this message, Lord God, even if only one get touched, I do it for the one. If even only two get touched, I do it for the two. Even if only three get touched, I do it for the three. Father, pour out your glory forevermore in Jesus' wonder-working name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Yes, I give honor to my lovely wife who is right here. Lord, I want to say that I give honor to my wife also who is right here, General April. Lord, I thank God for her as well. She is my number one fan. I was just telling her that before we start moving in service. I was like, "You my number one fan," and she began to smile. Ha. And I am her number one fan as well.
Amen.
So I give honor to her on the day. Amen. 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 I'm just gonna try to teach you something real quick. Something that's very, very simple. To be honest with you, that you probably never thought of, you probably overlooked. We're going to talk about a few different things, but first I want to say, if I could title this message, I would call it How to Heal the Sick.
Amen.
How many people on here want to learn how to move in the healing ministry?
Oh, yes.
How many people on here want to learn how to lay hands and call out cancer and tumors and diabetes and even on your own body, call out healing, high blood pressure, and all of these things? I don't hear too many people. I just hear Prophet Bob. I guess he's the only one. If I told you, Lord, if I only got to do it for the one.
Come on, man of God.
If I only got to do it for the two, then I'm going to do it for the two. If I only got to do it for the three, Jesus, if he had to come back just for one of us, he'll come back just for one. And I'm the same way. I said, how many people on here today want to learn how to heal the sick? Now, if you don't want to learn how to heal the sick, then you shouldn't just, when your kids get sick, you might as well just leave them in the house. Don't take them to the doctor.
Come on.
You might as well not take them to get no checkups. Why do you even bring your children to the altar on Sunday service for the man of God to lay oil, put oil on their head and anoint them? Why do you even go when you're sick?
Come on.
You want healing, right? Well, what if I told you that you can also operate in the healing that you so desire? What if I told you that you can operate in the healing ministry just like you see those on TV? You know, everybody don't want to learn about miracles, and everybody don't want to learn about healing. But as soon as somebody gets sick, they want everybody to pray for them.
Yep. Fine.
What makes sense is the things of heaven. God want to teach us how to move in the heavenly realms.
Yep.
And I want to tell you this. The foundation of learning how to heal the sick is right here. I could drop the mic right here after I say this. After I say this, I can drop the mic and the service could be over. But I'm just going to talk a little bit longer. But how can we heal the sick? It is found, the Lord showed me this. My apostle was telling me this for years, and I couldn't understand it. I was already moving in healing, but he was trying to show me something even deeper, and it was going over my head. Then the Holy Ghost began to show me this. Yeah, we pray in tongues, we worship and all of that, we create an atmosphere, yeah, we do all of that. But the basic foundation of healing the sick is so easy, saints. It can be found in this. Watch this now. Proverbs 16, verse 18. I want you to repeat after me. Say Proverbs.
Proverbs 16, verse 18.
If you got your Bibles, turn to it real quick. I love Proverbs. I tell you, read a proverb a day, become a little wiser. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Glory to God.
Man.
Proverbs 16, 18, and it reads, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Read that one more time, just for a little bit of clarity. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. What does that mean right there in its entirety? What exactly does that, what is that scripture saying? Well, it is really self-explanatory. It's saying that if you got a lot of pride, you ain't got too much humility, get ready for destruction in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for destruction in your ministry. Get ready for destruction in your marriage. Get ready for some type of chaos to take place.
Mommy.
A haughty spirit, meaning you thinking that you all that, but you don't understand that the only reason that your heart is still beating is because of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Man, amen.
This right here is the foundation of healing ministry. It's having love and getting rid of pride. What is pride? The dictionary describes pride as a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. The achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. It said, from your own achievements. I did this. I did that. God didn't have anything to do with it. Or nobody didn't have anything to do. I did that. Always using the I word, but never giving God glory.
Wow.
If you want God's glory to come in your life, you have to give God glory. That starts with removing pride out
Amen.
Of your life. I'm going to tell you this. Every single one of us have a little bit of pride that we need to get rid of. And I'm going to tell you this. I have counseled so many people. Some people, I sit up and I say, you know, I say, God want to break you because you got a strong spirit of pride. Or God want to break you because you got pride, some pride in you. And some of those individuals, they say, they look at me and they say, well, I ain't got no pride. Just by you saying you ain't got no pride shows that you got pride within itself.
That's right. That is correct.
Every human being has some type of pride in them. There, even at the bare minimum, is pride in our wretched flesh.
Come on.
But you don't got pride, though. Who are you? Are you God? I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says, Paul said, press toward the mark, which is the high calling in Christ Jesus. That means to go after. That means to struggle after. That means to chase after. That means to have endurance. Why do we have to press? Because it's something that we are up against. Anytime you are up against something in front of you and you want to move forward, you got to press it.
Uh-huh.
It is a struggle. It is something that we're trying to overcome. That context, when Paul said that, he was talking to all the believers, not just one.
Amen.
So when you begin to tell me you ain't got no pride, you begin to tell me that you God. And you don't need God because you are him. You are the creator. When the last time I read my Bible, we was made after the image of God. We are not God. So when you begin to say, I don't got no pride, then you are saying basically you got it all together. And don't no human being on this earth has it all together.
Amen. That's right.
And this is why you can't, and this is why when your loved ones get sick, you can't cast out a headache demon. Is why when your children go to the hospital for something serious, you got to depend on the doctors, or you have to call on the whole church to pray for them. When you got that same power within you, the only thing that's blocking you is that spirit of pride.
My God.
Come
on. How to heal the sick? Get rid of your pride. How to heal the sick? The basic foundation of that is compassion and love. Jesus went amongst the people and he had compassion. Jesus went amongst the people and he had love, saints. He was the most humblest creature that ever walked this earth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Humility. Amen. Humility. Many religious people have pride. And I'm going to tell you this too. Many seasoned, quote-unquote, seasoned saints have pride.
Yes, yes.
You want to know what I mean? What do you mean when you say, when you're talking about seasoned? When I say seasoned, I'm meaning people who have been in the faith or been in the church, quote-unquote, for a long time or for many years. Just because their attendance have been inside of the building, they believe because their attendants have been inside the building that they know everything. Well, they got it all together.
Mm-hmm.
You ever met any saints that say, I've been in this thing for 15, 20 years. You can't tell me nothing. That's the problem right there. I don't care who you are. I will become a student to anybody that's trying to teach me some sound wisdom.
Come on.
I'm going to say that again. I don't care who you are. I will become a student of yours if you're trying to teach me some sound wisdom. But because you've been in this thing 20 plus years, can't nobody tell you nothing, and that's why you stuck and you sick and you broke.
Come on.
I don't care how long you went to the church building. If the spirit of the church, the spirit of the vision of Jesus Christ is not in your heart, then that means nothing. You can go to a building for 50 years and still be messed up.
Uh-huh.
The Bible calls that having a form but denying the power thereof.
Right.
Many people can look like they doing something, putting on the big fancy church hat, women of God, putting on the nice three-piece suit, man of God, waving your hands in the air, but your heart is still not connected to his spirit. That don't mean anything. Having a form. But inwardly, you all jacked up. So what happens is this. You a seasoned saint. You've been in this thing 25 years, but when the cancer patient come around you, you can't cast that out. Why is that? It ain't no secret formula to this thing. It ain't because God loves one person more than he loves the next. No. It's because you have a blockage in the spirit that's preventing you from moving in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
My God.
That's why they don't like Apostle Smith. Hey, because I tell it like it tears.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to me. Healing ministry is easy. It's so easy. Casting out cancer is easy. HIV is easy. Sickle cell anemia is easy. All of these things are easy, saints. But you know what I find out that's hard within the body of Christ? Know what I find out that's hard within the church? It's for us to get over our own flesh.
Come on now.
That's what's hard. That's what's hard. Some of
Good
y'all
China.
Guys, and I got to be honest because the Holy Spirit is showing me now, if you was to be on your deathbed or one of your loved ones got sick, your pastor couldn't help you one bit. You would be under the tender mercies of Jesus. Why? Because that man is full of pride.
Come on.
That's sad. That is the state that the body of Christ is in. I had made a Facebook post the other day. I said, I think it was last night. I said, the church is in a state of apostasy. I've been preaching this since I was a deacon in the Church of God in Christ. I've been preaching this, saying that the church is in a state of apostasy. That's been quite a few years, y'all. I'm an apostle now. Got my own ministry. We still in the backsliding states. Everybody crying about unity. Well, we need to first get unified in ourselves with the Spirit.
Amen. In our spirits, yes.
It starts with you.
Yes.
We're talking about we need unity in the church. It starts with you.
Amen.
We can't cast out devils. We got to go to all of these deliverance classes. I'm going to tell you something. It's a place that you can get into the Spirit where you don't have to do all those rituals. And I'm going to tell you something. Some deliverance ministries and some deliverance courses, it starts to look like you taking some voodoo. I'm telling you. You're starting to have to apply these potions and these spells. Hey, take 5 steps back and put the feather on your head and deliverance is going to happen. The red bird means that they got a spirit of pain. And all it gets spooky.
Yes,
my God.
Jesus didn't do that. He fasted. He prayed. He went up to the demon-possessed man, and he called that thing out, and it came out just like that.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
We going all over the place taking these deliverance courses. And that's your thing. That's your thing. Do what you do. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a place that you can get in the Spirit that surpasses regular deliverance. Deliverance ministry is a, I'm gonna just be honest with you. Deliverance ministry is a lower form of the supernatural. It's a lower form. It's a part of the supernatural, but it's a lower form. Because there's a place in the Spirit that you can get past, you can get to that surpasses deliverance. Meaning that a miracle instantly happens. I've seen it. I've experienced it within my own ministry. It's a lifestyle. Deliverance is a process. But a lot of times I didn't have to take a lot of individuals through this long 9-month course like the world do with AA meetings. All I had to do was release God's glory, and that person was instantly healed.
Amen.
I'm
going to
come under some ridicule for this because we know we love our deliverance ministry, especially in the black church. Everywhere you look around, it's a deliverance ministry. I was telling my wife down, saying, I don't want to be no deliverance ministry. It's almost like when I was coming up in school, everybody had crew cuts. I was different. I ain't want no crew cut. Everybody and their mama got a deliverance ministry. That ain't standing out for Christ.
Amen.
That's me, though. What I want is I want to walk up to somebody without having to tell them that you got to read 25 books to be delivered. But I want to walk up to them and say, be made whole, and they become whole.
I'm on my mind say, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's called kingdom right there.
Huh.
Man.
Miracle ministry is greater than deliverance ministry because deliverance ministry is all inside of miracle ministry. The supernatural, you can get to a place where you surpass that.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to get rid of that pride. I felt pride go up about 100% as soon as I started talking about deliverance ministry. Oh, my God, he's talking about Apostle John Eckhart. He's talking about deliverance ministry. I don't care who you is or how big your name is. It don't matter if you've been operating in it 100 years. If Jesus said it ain't right, then it ain't right.
And
that is correct.
I can go up to somebody who demon-possessed and wave my hand, and they start vomiting. How is that? But then you got another minister, but you got to have all these courses and conferences. Really, to tell you the truth, is about raising money, but I don't even go there, though.
Yeah.
And then you got to write all of these books about these different demons. Why are you focusing on different demon names? Just focus on one name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't need to focus on demon names when I got the one name, which is the name above all names. His name is Christ Yahshuaway, the Messiah.
Man, there.
That's right.
I ain't going to get a lot of amens, but I know I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going to be bold enough to say this. That's the difference from me and your pastor. Your pastor got to go show you all these spooky dookie things, but me, my wife, my elders, or those who are in my ministry, we can go out and we can cast out demons and cause deliverance with just one hand, laying one hand and saying one name.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Hallelujah.
If you want to learn how to see that deliverance stuff is primitive. What the Holy Spirit want to teach us is this. He want to start teaching us how you can translate from one city to the next and begin to heal people. He want to teach you how you can begin to walk through walls, walk on water. He want to teach you how you can multiply food, because there is a famine that's coming to America. But I don't care who ain't got in office. I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost showed me. There's a famine coming to America. And if you ain't in the Spirit, if you don't move in the supernatural, you ain't gonna last.
Come on, man of God.
Yeah.
He's talking about deliverance. I ain't talking about no deliverance. That's Shanda. I'm talking about the supernatural.
Man.
This is the kingdom age. Doing what the disciples did. They moved in power. They didn't have to sweat for 100 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours trying to cast out one devil. They just spoke the name of Jesus and it came out.
Amen.
Man.
So you want to learn how to heal the sick? My God. You can get to a place in the spirit. You can get to a place in the spirit where it surpasses all of that. It surpasses that. You got to take the 12-month deliverance course. And I know this is going to mess some people up, because some people's ministry are solely built off of deliverance. But I got to be honest with you, minister of deliverance, there's a place that God want to get you to that goes far beyond that. He don't want you just being a minister of deliverance. He wants you being a minister of breakthrough.
Woo!
What's the difference between deliverance and breakthrough? Deliverance is you can get delivered from one area in your life, just like the anointing is for specific areas, but the glory is greater. You can get delivered from one area in your life, but still struggle in another area. But when you have breakthrough in your life, you delivered in every area. That's the difference.
Great teaching. Come on.
They're not teaching this in the churches today.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.